Mr. President?
Yeah.
I have the mayor for you, sir. Just a
minute. Yeah.
Go ahead, please.
Hello?
President?
I just want to thank you for that great job, Frank. By golly, you came through and you said you would.
Mr. President, it was a tremendous victory.
Jerry, I'll tell you.
So proud.
We were sure glad to have, you know, just to think, Frank, to carry Pennsylvania by that kind of a margin. Oh, it's terrific.
They can't find Chap yet.
Can't find him, huh? Great.
I gave him some shots tonight.
Great. It looks like about at the present time, all we've lost is Massachusetts.
That's exactly right.
Colleges, I guess.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But I was so proud. I've never been more happy in my life, Mr.
Well, I'll tell you, when I was speaking tonight briefly in the Oval Office, I was thinking of you and all those people that came through and it counted. And boy, I'll tell you, we're proud of you, and we're going to try to do a good job for you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
And just one of these days when I get my thoughts collected, we'll sit down, put our feet up, and tell a few lies to each other.
Right, sir. And get some rest, Mr. President.
Yeah. What do you think of McGovern?
I gave him a shot tonight.
Yeah.
I thought he was vicious tonight.
Yeah. The way he talked?
Yes, sir. And I told the... I went on the air and told him that. He didn't ask for, you know, no unity.
Nothing, I know. Unity on his terms.
Yes, sir. But you were tremendous.
Well, anyway, good to talk to you. Give my best to Mrs. Rizzo.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Bye-bye.
Bye.